So we're going to just share some stuff, and then after that, the children can go and do their fun planned thing. So just to let you know, if you're waiting for that to happen. Okay, so you all know that obviously in October, I announced that I'm going to be stepping down as the leader of the journey in the summer of this year. And obviously, we said at the time that we're going to be going through a process of to appoint the new leader, that we would be looking internally, first of all, and then if we didn't find someone internally, that we would look externally for a leader. And so that process has involved the current Journey leadership team and the River Church senior leadership team. So if you don't know who those people, the senior leadership team are, it's Kerry Davis, Dave Jones, Ian Linton, Simon Tempest, and Colin Barnes. So I know some of those people you don't know who they are, but some of them hopefully you do know. So they've all been in this process, and we've wrestled with it, and we've prayed about it, and we've thought it through, and we have come to a conclusion that we'd like to put to you that Pete is going to be the new leader of the journey. Yeah. Woo! The secret is finally out. There, of course, we all have areas of growth. So we want to share with you, as a leadership team, some of our thoughts as to how we came to this decision. And Colin has also given us something to read out for you to pray. So, you know, I just want to say that obviously you know that, obviously I've known Pete since he was here as a student, but Pete and I have been working together very closely over the last 2 years. He's been doing Pioneer Pathway, and he's a really great friend. And I just want to say that the things that I love about Pete is that he has a deep love for God and for people. You know, I'm just encouraged. I spend a lot of time with Pete about his continual desire to know God and experience God, and for the church to be all that it can be and engage with seeing God's kingdom come. And that is always consistent. It's not up and down. It's a consistent desire that he demonstrates. And I love that Pete is a man of integrity and he's totally trustworthy. And those things are very important in leadership. I know that I trust Pete and I trust in his character and his integrity. So obviously you all know that Pete and I are extremely different. So Pete will lead in a very different way to how I lead. And that's not bad, but I'm just stating the obvious. You know, you all know what my strengths and weaknesses are. And maybe you know a bit about Pete's, but you will discover more. But the thing is, mine are a known factor. So, you know. But I just want to say that for Pete to do well in this role, it requires everybody in the church to get behind him and step up and be part of who God's called you as individuals to be, as part of the body of Christ. So I want to encourage you in that. Jonathan and Tom, John and Denise, do you want to come up? So
we're just going to say a few things. I've got a letter, an email from Colin Barnes I'm going to read to you to start with. It was suggested I read it in a Colin Barnes accent or with a Colin Barnes laugh or dance. I'm not going to do any of those things. Tom's got the laugh. Yeah, thanks, Tom. Greetings, Journey Fake. Sorry I can't be with you this weekend, but I'm praying your hearts are melted by the love of our God in Christ that surpasses knowledge. I know you'll be blessed by Ness Ministry. These are important days for you as the baton of leadership of your community is passed on. Firstly, I just want to say again what a good job Vicky has done in seeing the journey planted through her vision and guiding you to a place where you sent out missionaries and are serving the community in ways recognised by the Crown. For 2 months I've been working with your leadership team and we've been seeking God in prayer for the best way ahead. Our main aims have been to find someone, one, who is called to lead you, two, who fits your DNA and will build on your good start, three, and who is gifted in leadership. We believe Pete Gadsden is that person and sense the peace of God on that decision. I first got to know Pete on the big year and saw the gift of leadership on him at that time. Recently, he has stepped up to work alongside Vicky and has grown in stature as a result. This will be another big step up for Pete, but an adventure we believe will be good for him and the church. We're a family, so please pray into this plan. We'd love to hear what the Lord says to you and any questions you may have. Please continue to pray for the leadership as we now work through contractual details, plan the handover, and look at how we can best support Pete. Love, Colin. Yeah, just to add a few things from my perspective, I'm thrilled to have Pete as the new leader. Yeah, I've been excited about him for some time. It's just been exciting for me to see how he's matured over the last, I guess it's almost a decade since he started here as a student, and particularly the last few months and years to see how much God has brought him on to this position to lead us. Vicky said that Pete is not Vicky. We thought of getting a red wig for Pete this morning and renaming him Vicky, but we didn't do either of those things because he isn't Vicky and he's not. Oh, that was Tom's joke. Okay, sorry, Tom. Yeah, Pete will be different to Vicky. He'll lead in a different way. So yeah, as Vicky said, it's up to us to help support Pete. This church isn't run by one person or a leadership team. It's run by all of us. It's about us all playing our part in looking out for one another, in loving one another. Just to finish with a picture I had, just of to start with bubbles, and then bubbles on a lake, and then I realised there was a fishing rod there, and these bubbles were coming from a fish that was caught, and it's a big fish. And if it's not offensive to call Pete a big fish, we've caught a big fish. We've caught a great prize in Pete coming to lead us as a church, so I'm very excited by that. And I think it's up to us to honour Pete as a leader as we go on. We've got the ability to pull him down, but we've got the ability to build him up and to encourage him and to help him succeed. Tom.
Yeah. So I think it's just important for you guys to know that this is there has been a process, like Vicky mentioned, that it's not just been a case of, yeah, Pete, he'll do. But that actually we've taken real time out to discuss, to pray, to try and get hold of what we feel like God wants to do. I mean, I know there's room for error in all of that. But certainly on our final meeting, we got to a point where there was a real sort of tangible sense of the presence of God in the room. And that Pete very much felt like there was there's like a fear option or there's a faith option. And it felt like Pete was the faith option, you know, that, you know, that we're stepping out, and, you know, trusting in God with this decision, and we felt there's a real sense of the peace of God in the room as we came to that point, and that was, to me, actually was a very kind of sort of special kind of moment together. You might have doubts, you might have fears, you might be really, really super excited. But wherever you're at, I really believe that Pete deserves a chance. He deserves our support. So I didn't word that very well. was that? Absolutely. I hope you can hear my heart in what I'm saying.
We know what you mean,
Tom. You know, it's often stated, you know, Jesus said that if he who would be the greatest amongst you should be the servant of all. And I think that Peter's a really servant-hearted guy. You know, we all have our roles to play. Leadership is, it's not about sitting back and just letting the leaders do stuff. We all have a part to play. We all are important. And leadership is a role as much as anything else. It's not a status symbol. I think it's important we honour our leaders because it is, it's tough. It's hard. And let's honour Pete and support him in these next few weeks, months, years, however long it is. So.
Yeah, so Vicky asked me to share a little summit about Pete. I know some of you know him, have known him longer than I have, but I've had the real privilege and joy to spend time with him at the Hub. We have a little team and he's part of that, so I get to see him on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we dream together and walk together and plan together. And one thing that I've realised about Pete is he has a real passionate heart to see the body of Christ loving one another, and out of that others will see Christ and be drawn, that we would be an attractive people, and through that we'll see others come to know him, not Pete, God, but they might know Pete too. And you know, I believe that burns in Pete, and that is a real gift. And I believe that the Lord has anointed Pete for this season, for this time. And I'll just end by just sharing a prophetic dream, I believe, that was given to me just recently, and I have like shared it with Pete. And I saw him on top of a valley, and just like in the biblical times where the Amalekites were fighting down in the valley, the Israelites were there fighting, and Moses was standing on top of that valley, and Aaron and her, you see, I did a little study here. God said to Moses, you stand there and have your arms held up high, and while your arms are held high, then the battle will be won. And I saw Pete in that position. And you know, for me, I'm a kind of, when I was trying to work out what God was saying about, you know, who should be in leadership, I'm a kind of, rah, let's get in with the big sword, and you know, but you know, I felt that the Lord was saying, this is the time, this is what this season's about. And I really believe that together, that we support Pete, and we hold his arms up in those times where, you know, he's going to tire. And together, as one, united, we're going to see transformation in all the areas of our own lives and in the community where we belong and beyond. And I know Pete's heart isn't just for this community, this body of Christ. It's for, you know, the united community in Englefield Green and beyond. So, you know, really believe that this is right, and I just encourage everybody to join in, and even, you know, ask God for themselves, what are you showing me and what are you saying and how can I partner in this? So, woohoo!
Now, Denise has articulated that wonderfully, what happened in some of our thought processes. And for me, how God really spoke to me was something that Eric Johnson has said in a talk I was listening to at Bethel, and he was analogized in a sense that there's a present you and there's a future you, and the future you is relying on the good decisions your present you makes, and we're making a good decision. The future journey is relying on the good decision the present us is making. And 100% behind Pete. It was a beautiful moment in that room when the Holy Spirit broke in and gave us peace on our decision. Because it was a real conversation, and I have to say, you have to honour the leadership and Colin. We had a real conversation about who should take the journey on, because these are precious things. You know, we're building on what Vicky done. I first met Vicky when I joined Royal Holloway in 2000, and the present Vicky made great decisions for the future Vicky now. So here you are now living in the fruit of the good decisions that you made, Vicky, back in 2000 and beyond. And here we are today, trusting in God that the present us made good decisions and appointing Pete. So we stand alongside you. You know, Pete, you're such a consistent man. You have a heart for God. You have a love that's demonstrated so easily and so readily. You know, we've seen that in a community lunch as people have sat with you. And in people that don't belong to this community talking about what an amazing person you are and the love that you demonstrate. So today, as we meet and as we spend this weekend together, think about your present you, just where you are now, and how your present you is going to enable your future you to be part of this amazing community going forward. We are so blessed. These are exciting times. Bless you.
Thank you very much. Well, we're going to welcome up Pete. Woo! Oh, Pete was just going to say something and then we're going to pray.
I'm massively touched by all of the things that people have shared. That's what an amazing group of people and an amazing support that I feel just so supported right now and so loved by all of you. And it's an incredible feeling. It's like watching your obituary. It's a bit like... quite nice, but the reverse, there's good stuff. You don't often get to hear those kinds of things. It's true. So I'm really touched by that. I just wanted to say I'll try and be fairly brief here, but I wanted to just say really that I'm so excited for the future, and I know this is about honoring the past as well. I want to say to you, Vicky, like, the story so far has been amazing, and this is always going to be part of what the journey is and has been, is the story of the vision that you and others had right at the start and the change and transformation that's happened over time. But I really feel strongly that God is a God of transformation and change, and that even over the course of the journey so far, there's been massive change. The number of people... Yeah, the types of people that make us up have changed, and the places that we meet and what we look like as a family has changed over time. And I feel like God is always changing us. He's the God of resurrection, of transformation. I wanted to read out this passage from 2 Corinthians, and it says, "And all of us with unveiled faces, seeing the glory of the Lord as they reflected in a mirror, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another." And that to me speaks of the transformation that God works in us. And I don't take this on lightly. It's been quite a long process for me to reach this point. But I'm only here because I believe in the project. I believe in what God is doing. I believe that God sets out a path of hope for us, and he sets out good things ahead of us. And I believe the King of Glory is good, and he's good to his word. So that's why I'm here. And also, it's been said already, but us as a family and as a church, like, we're more than the sum of our parts, and it's not about any one person. It's never been about one person. And when I look around at the room, I see my family, and that's what makes me excited. That's what makes me excited to go forward, and that's what fills me with hope and expectation, the vision for the future is like the potential I see in this room, the powerful people, the capable people, the people of hope that are already here, and what is possible in the future. So yeah, I'm confident that God is going to work in new and powerful ways in my family, and in our village, and in the places that we occupy, and the places we live and breathe, and in the people we interact with. So yeah, that's what I wanted to say, really.
It's brilliant. Thank you. So, do you want to stay? Should we just pray? So there'll be lots of opportunities for everyone to be praying for Pete, and we will have a proper commissioning for Pete in the future. One of the things I forgot to say is that Pete will officially start this role on the 1st of September. Woo! So I asked Ness if she could just come and say something and pray for us, as bless us as a church.
Father, this is a pivotal moment, and we acknowledge your presence with us right now. We acknowledge your guidance to this point here. We acknowledge and honour the work that Vicky has done, and all of the beauty that is here in this room, all the lives that have been touched and changed. And we acknowledge, Lord, the gift of leadership that you have given to Pete. Lord, I thank you that this is a good man with a soft and a humble heart. I thank you that here is a man who models the Jesus style of leadership, who, in your word, it says, when the hour had fully come, Jesus knelt and washed his disciples' feet. And there's a sense in which the hour is coming for Pete, and the way that he's responding is to kneel down and wash the feet of his brothers and sisters here and those in the community that this church are reaching out to. So I thank you, he's got the mark of Jesus style leadership all over him, and that it's going to be servant leadership that leads this community forward. And so, Lord, we commit to you the journey of the journey so far. These 14 years, God. And, Lord, we commit to you this next season. That, Lord, that there would be, Lord, such obvious fruit from all that has been dug and sown into the village around Englefield Green, that God, that we are calling on you, Lord, for the next season of fruitfulness out of the seed that has been sown.